This is Tom Evans. I'm here with Jason Steadman at the D3 District Finals, getting ready to wrestle the first through fourth place matches. Coaches, Coach, you come out with a co-sectional championship, but a number of district qualifiers. Two kids qualify for state. Tell me how you're feeling about the weekend, Coach.
Well, you know, we wrestled well. We just couldn't, in some aspects, we couldn't put it all together. I was hoping to get a little more. We had 11 coming back today and wrestling back in Consolations. And, you know, we drop a one-point match. That's going to cost you to go to state. So, you know, we have two alternates as well. I was hoping to get those two in and maybe an additional one. We kind of fell short.
Coach, talk to our listeners about that blood round. A lot of them don't know what that is. That's the round to qualify. That's that semifinal round in the championship bracket, the Consolation semifinal round. Talk about the pressure and the intensity that goes on with the wrestlers.
Oh, it's brutal. And not only do you have to, you know, deal with the fact that you probably wrestled up to five matches at that point, but you also dealing with the mental piece that if I lose, I'm going home. Like, you know, my six-pounder, Noah Houston. We're wrestling against a kid that he almost tech-falled last week, and we come out, and it's a whole other match. We give up the first takedown, now we're battling back. We couldn't answer the bell, so he ended up a takedown short, and that hurts. That's tough because you go out and expect to win that match, but it doesn't go that way.
And you get Ekman and Parker out, and I think watching both their matches, I think those guys get through on mental toughness. They got through with grit and intestinal fortitude this afternoon. I think that's what took him into this placement match.
100%. Parker wrestled two overtime matches. The one was double overtime, was his Wisconsin quarters, and he won on a stall call because, you know, he just kept grinding and the kid was stalling. So that was that win, and then he won on a takedown in overtime on his to-go match, and I couldn't be prouder. I mean, that was amazing, and that's just, you could tell, some kids just refuse to lose, and he was one of them. Ekman wrestled his butt off. Ekman, you know, we knew coming in Ekman had a good shot, but he wrestled the way that he can, and that took care of itself. He's a solid kid.
Coach, I want to wish you good luck tonight. Good luck at the state meet next week, and hopefully I can catch up with you on the floor down at the Schottenstein Center.
Excellent. Thank you so much.